Hello?
Yes, hi, is this Jack Wells?
No, this is his daughter, Jacqueline Wells.
Hi, Jacqueline. So we're trying to reach Jack Wells in regards to helping him get his home care services. I think we spoke on the 29th. I'm under the impression that he had his assessment on the 30th with
Okay.
Maximus.
Okay.
I'm just confirming
Yeah.
that he had that assessment and that everything went okay.
The 30th when of September or 30th of what?
September 30th, he had an assessment with the independent broker.
No, he didn't have an assessment with the independent broker, not yet. I'm supposed to get a call this coming Tuesday
From
with
where?
from hold on.
Is it area and aging?
No, hold on. I think it's from the Pennsylvania Enrollment Broker, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. So that's this Tuesday.
Yeah, I have to wait between 11:30 and 12 o'clock.
Okay. And this is.
They want to discuss with me about something, 'cause the things that my father say, he don't realize things.
Right. Okay. So let me just give you some clarity on what's going on here. They're trying to reach out to you, for your, so it's really an assessment for your dad, Jack Wells. I think you should be near him at this time. They're going to be calling to see it, to start the enrollment process, okay, for him to get the services. Okay.
So, what do you mean I need to be near him? So, what, today? I need to go over to the house today?
No, your dad, you're getting services for your dad. You're trying to enroll your dad into services, right?
Yes.
Correct? Okay, so that means
Yes.
that this assessment, this call that they're calling you about, isn't for you. It's for Jack. Now,
Right.
I don't know when this assessment was scheduled for you. I spoke to Jack and he confirmed that there was an appointment supposed to be done on the 30th, but you're telling me now that they're coming down on Tuesday. So it could be that that was just a miscommunication. This assessment is not done for you. It's going to be done for Jack. Okay?
Correct.
Okay. So that's why I'm saying you got to be, if he needs your assistance, I don't know what the, I don't know what he can and cannot do, but I'm saying if they're coming down, they're coming down for Jack, and if you're going to be there, that's going to be great too as well for him.
Okay, what I'm going to be honest with you is supposed, they just told me that was supposed to, it's a phone call.
Well, if that's
It's
a
a
phone call, then that's fine. That's fine. Just to give clarity, I'm just the enrollment coordinator down at Family First, the agency. We're supposed to walk you through this enrollment process. The reason why I'm a little bit confused is because we're supposed to schedule the assessment together. Again, I did speak to you guys back on the 29th, and you said that there was an assessment scheduled. So you're heading in the right direction. We just have to see where they're up to, where they're holding with the status of his case. Okay, I know it sounds very confusing, but this phone call on Tuesday will let us know where he's up to. Okay?
Okay. Did you need for me to call you back after the phone call is done?
So I do, but unfortunately, we are going to be out of the office for some holiday. We're not going to be back till the 16th, so I'm going to try and reach back out to you then. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, but listen to what they say on that phone call. Get a pen and paper when they do. Write down the information, and I'll be there to further assist you. Okay?
Okay. All right then. Thank you. And who am I speaking with?
This is Shira. I'm the enrollment coordinator.
Okay, Sheila. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Alrighty, take care. Bye bye.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye bye.